Moving on, now Russia warns the U.S. and its European and regional allies against supplying more weapons to insurgents fighting Syrian government troops. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry has expressed serious concern about the consequences of sending further arms to militant groups in Syria. It says the move will hamper efforts to find a swift political solution to the crisis that has gripped the Arab country for more than 2 years. The statement was issued after the weekend meeting of the so-called Friends of Syria in Doha, Qatar. The participants agreed to provide urgent military support to insurgents in Syria. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Mr. Elias Farhat, who is a retired army general, and he's joining us live now from Beirut. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. What do you feel would be the consequences of arming these militants?
Yes, the arming of the Syrian militants was the decision of the Friends of Syria summit in Doha, which the United States has taken part in this meeting. The United States actually is using double standards and double-faced diplomacy when it comes to the meetings with the foreign minister of Russia or the leaders between the Obama and Putin. They talk about Geneva Conference and about finding a peaceful settlement for the Syrian crisis. Yet now, when they go to the other side, they urge to equip the armed opposition with arms and position and ammunition and developed the communication, and what was leaked as well that they decided something they called secret decisions. What means that secret decisions, that there should be some conspiracy in the international arena between the parties concerned. So now the United States accused the Syrian army of using the sarin gas, where the United Nations did not agree with the United States that, and Russia called this that it's not it's a fake and it's not right, it's not correct that what the United States has said about this. So there is a group of hesitations in the United States diplomacy and policy towards the Syrian crisis. If the United States wants a peaceful settlement, why they take decisions or take part in decisions to supply arms to the armed opposition? That means they are encouraging the war, encouraging the fight, encouraging to aggravate the situation in Syria rather than to alleviate it and to find a settlement. I think that the United States' real policy is that expressed in Doha, but and not that expressed with Mr. Lavrov or between the two presidents.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Elias Farhat speaking to us live from Beirut.